Now, the name Alibaba is a Disney invention that doesn't actually mean anything. Of course, we remember the story of the three princes from the Arabian Nights, and the second prince's name is Prince Ali. But Aladdin's alias is also very similar to a character from another story that was orally told to Antoine Galland, which he then added to the original 1001 Nights in the 18th century, along with Aladdin or his magical lamp. And this story has one small similarity to Shahrazad's version of Aladdin, and a few very strong similarities to Disney's story. It's the story of a poor woodcutter who discovers a cave full of treasure which is sealed by magic, and he also learns the secret to opening it. He enters the cave with the phrase, "Open Sesame," and takes a small bag of gold. But the cave, you see, isn't a cave of wonders like Aladdin's. This cave is a den for a gang of thieves. Long story short, the woodcutter's brother pressures him into telling him where he got his gold. Under pressure, the woodcutter tells him, and then his brother goes to the cave with a donkey to steal as much as he can. But the woodcutter's brother, in his greed and his excitement over the treasure, forgets the magic word to get out of the cave and is trapped. The thieves return, find him there, and I think you know what happens after that.
Arr.
Then the thieves go looking for the woodcutter to do the same thing to him they just did to his brother. But his faithful slave girl foils their plots, and the woodcutter gives his son to her in marriage and keeps the secret of the treasure. Now, you may have never heard any version of this story before, but you know the phrase "open sesame," and I guarantee you've heard the name of this story. Yes, Disney's Prince Alibaba is a derivative of Alibaba. They just threw in an extra A and a W. Other similarities between Disney's Aladdin and Alibaba and the 40 Thieves is the thief whom Jafar sends into the cave to his doom in the beginning of the movie. His name, of course, is Ghazim, which is a derivative of Qasim, Alibaba's greedy brother who gets himself trapped in the cave and then killed by the 40 Thieves. I imagine Disney based Ghazim after Qasim before it occurred to them to make the straight-to-video sequel, Aladdin and the King of Thieves. In that story, the King of Thieves, also Aladdin's long-lost father, is also named Qasim. That's my theory, anyway. I mean, Disney catches flack anytime they deviate from the original stories, and Alibaba and the 40 Thieves is such a well-known title. I think they knew that if they gave Aladdin the alias Alibaba, the Disney haters would go nuts, you know? How dare you, Disney? How dare you steal from such an iconic tale, besmirch classical literature, and insult my intelligence? I mean, yeah, the movie is for five-year-olds, and I never actually read Aladdin or Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, but how dare you? So they named him Alibaba, you know? And still, it's like, how dare you? You think you're fooling me, Disney? You're not. Anyway.